Good morning, Chris Fryer, and please mention at Jimmy Disu as well. Let's start with the Punch newspaper. Autumn petitions IG over assassination attempt. Adamu assigns probe. It's a Punch.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry. And I need to apologize to certain persons who believe that what is wrong with Jimmy Disu? It doesn't seem, it seems always see something critical in things, especially one person said, I don't like Autumn. No. But let's ask ourselves, a crime has been committed. A governor's life, somebody has attacked him. Okay, some group of persons have attacked him. He had to run for a whole mile to, you know, and so on and so forth. In between that, he has had to visit the president. When a crime is committed, I don't think you write a petition to the police. You report to the police. And the police, from what we heard yesterday, have not waited for anybody to report to them. They have swung into action immediately. Indeed, this is what this paper says. A source close to the governor, it says the governor met with the IGP earlier today to formally report the incident to him. After how many days, when a lot of evidence would have been compromised. I would have thought that immediately his ADC would have put a phone call through to the commissioner of police, who would upgrade it, would swing into action and upgrade it, upload it to his AIG, who would then inform the IGP, even just as a matter of courtesy, because it should be automated. And then the man close to the governor says that, of course, we know that the IGP is already aware of the incident. He had even earlier ordered an investigation. But we are not unmindful of the fact that when a crime is committed, a formal complaint must be made to the police. No, you don't need to make a formal complaint. A bystander can call in the police. Once a crime has been committed, then by some automated system, the police swings into action, which they have done. So you now ask yourself, what was the point of writing a petition? A petition against who? A petition is something you write against somebody.
Because I was going to ask, what's the meaning of a petition?
What's the meaning of a petition? That is why I keep saying that you must, and I'm sorry, you know, I can't go along with the flow, because one of the reasons why the gentleman sitting next to me pays me my money.
That's not true, people, please, no believer.
One of the reasons why he pays my money is that he pays me to look critically at things and try to nip, you know, just to sniff and see where something funny is going on. I don't know why the governor is now finds the need to write a formal petition, especially when we have heard, even by his own admission here, that and he says that this is why His Excellency decided to submit a formal complaint to the IGP today. Well, this one says complaint, the other says petition. It says it was a sign that the governor believes in the police to carry out a thorough investigation in the matter. Our politicians should please, they should please not politicize everything unless there's some other intent there. And that is why I keep saying that you need to have an open mind.
Or maybe it's the way our policing structure has been designed to work, where you have to write first before police can act.
Not when a crime has been committed.
I'm just saying, maybe.
No, not when a crime. And listen, in this studio yesterday, we read out all the things that had been done so far.
If you were attacked, I mean, if your car is stolen, they will say, have you reported to the police? If someone comes to your house to come and rob you, have you reported to the police? Yes. Everything is, have you reported to the police? Perhaps that's the way we're structured. That's
no,
the way
no,
the system
even
is structured.
At that, first of all, even at that, it's a bit too late. This crime happened about 4 or 5 days ago. Mm. You're now making a formal complaint in a ceremonious manner. I don't... You see, I just think that it smells a bit of politics. Mm. Because it has been said that the police swung into... Don't forget that a governor is a highly exposed person.
Yeah.
His ADC is a policeman.
That's right.
Who immediately should have put a radio call through to the commissioner of police. Mm-hmm. And the commissioner of police, was, as a matter of course, he put it through to the AIG of the zone, who would upload it to the IGP. And to be fair to the police, it was said yesterday they had swung into action.
That's right. To be fair to the police, yes.
To be fair to them. And therefore,
they didn't wait for any complaints.
They didn't wait. No, this is
action.
A highly exposed. This is a highly exposed person for crime, and that is why I still maintain that it would be difficult for one to comment until the police actually get to the root of all this. We need to be very discerning as a people.
Yeah.
You need to have an open mind. Relax your mind, relax your body. Wait until you get, you know, before you start hitting that button to want to be the first to get to the internet and end up embarrassing yourself.
Indeed. Let's leave a punch. We're coming to the punch in a moment. Let's pick up the Nation newspaper. Federal government, Lagos on collision course over vaccination. It's here.
This story is most disgraceful. And I'm going to deal with it thoroughly at 9 o'clock. Because if I start my analysis now, this quata here.
We'll not treat any of that thing.
I will not treat any of that thing. And he will hush me up at 9 o'clock. Out. So I'm going to... But the basic thing is that the federal government is complaining that the Lagos State, amongst all other things, that the Lagos State government set up his own portal outside the portal that is agreed. And for me, the disgraceful part is just the simple lack of coordination between the federal and the Lagos State government on this matter. And by the time I go through it this morning, you'll be asking, all kinds of things have come to play. Ego, politics, possibly money, you know. But I will go through it thoroughly at 9 o'clock this morning. But this thing shouldn't be happening. The whole system has collapsed. You told people to fill the form, they filled the form, they should respect they did, but every day they take a stroll past the place is packed full of people. And you say the first line of whatever are supposed to be the medical whatever, the people you see going in and
that's out. Exactly what the MPHCDA is saying, the Primary Health Development Authority. Yes. That's what they are saying, that they have said what you have said now,
yes,
that they have a lineup of how this thing will happen. But Lagos State comes and Lagos State says, this is how we're going to do it. So Lagos State disrupted the plan that the federal had put in place.
But why would that happen?
Exactly.
What it means, well, you see, I still maintain that the disgraceful part is, what it means that a simple thing like this, a simple exercise, it's very simple exercise, it means you're not carrying everybody along. Or the people you are supposed to carry along decide to go their own way. Could it be for political reasons that the Lagos State government compromised?
To what end? What reason?
I will tell you why.
Okay.
Because of the way our politicians think, the politicians would have hijacked the process. Edeka Mon 50 vaccines, Edeka get 50 people, Lati Kinikon, Ward A, Ward B, you know, the chairman,
yes,
this
yes,
and that.
Yes,
that's what brought
yes,
us that.
Yes,
it's
yes,
possible.
Yes, very possible.
And our governor has been shown now he cannot stand his feet onto political pressure. I would like him to correct me on that. He cannot, he appears to me as somebody, he cannot enforce the law, and he cannot stand political pressure. I am sure there is a lot of politics in this. We had the big, Excellency, we have about 50 people you need to vaccinate and stuff like that. And maybe he couldn't stand his ground.
This is highly embarrassing. Like,
very, very embarrassing. But I will soon drop this thing. I don't want to go. My plan is to have.
Well, we said it off. Why are you saying it on air?
No, my plan. My plan is to have No, because the simple common sense things that happen. Why is it so difficult for us? I've said this almost about 800 times this year alone. Same thing you are repeating. We just can't get ourselves organized. Look at their proper traffic situation. The same. I had to report yesterday that there seemed to be a police checkpoint at Ijora Olokpa. And inquiries showed that the CP did not approve of it. So how would the police group of policemen, they were close about 15, be bold enough to set up an illegal police checkpoint? We are lawless. There was a customs checkpoint there too yesterday. Yesterday, harassing motorists. So you ask yourself, what kind of a country are we living in? But let's go there. We've said it before.
There was actually even a gang of fake monitoring team that were impounding trucks and containers in Apapa. They were caught and they were displayed by the police.
But yeah, you,
in this same Lagos,
and
they were operating very boldly.
Yesterday I got a tweet, in fact one or two tweets, that the trucks are back again.
Oh yes, of course. They're back. It's tiring, really. It's tiring.
Heaven help us all.
Vanguard. Let's just deal with Vanguard. COVID-19, Lagosians shun safety guidelines as vaccination progresses.
Same story. And it says that now. It says the government also, okay, it says during the relaxed lockdown, okay, that's a bit of a history. But it says that the story is the same in public and private places, from places of worship to restaurants, bars, schools, marketing, social gatherings, everywhere. The practice of wearing face masks or complying with the social distancing rule has virtually disappeared. Now, you remember, I don't know what percentage. I don't think we've vaccinated up to 500,000 people. Okay, so the numbers are low. It is not yet El Dorado. And it says, most pathetic is the fact that even among the few people that bothered to put on the face mask, they wear it as a chin mask, which is, you know. And so we just want to plead with you that it is not. And don't forget, if my memory serves me right, the fact that you've been vaccinated doesn't mean you will not catch COVID.
That's right.
What it means is that you will not have the devastating effect that
you develop symptoms.
You don't develop symptoms. So you can still even transmit.
Yeah.
And if I were you, for your personal, I'm used to it now. As I put on my pants and vest and shirt and
T-shirt. You have your mask to follow.
I put on my mask.
Simple.
It's part of my dressing, you know. And it's something, even after long after COVID is gone, I don't think I'll be taking off my mask.
Why?
So this story is a wake-up call for us, and also to ensure that our authorities sit on this matter. Because it even says here, even in the government going BRT buses, the usual practice of wearing face masks or complying with social distancing rule has virtually disappeared, even at parties and so on and so forth. It's now business as usual. And by the way, somebody asked me, maybe I should ask you, is there still a coffee in Lagos?
I think so.
You're thinking so?
Yeah, because I read some post online about people still being arrested.
And we'd like a clarification from the authorities if you still have a coffee in the place. Because in all honesty,
necessary.
It's not a question that I can answer. I don't know.
I really don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Let's take this message from Facebook. This person says, Ijara Olopa has gone back to the old bad days of traffic. Ali sent that in on Facebook this morning. I think it's just corroborating what you mentioned.
Yeah, it's not helped. Yesterday, I was supposed to have gotten a recording from the Commissioner of Police to play back on air this morning. I hope it still comes to alert the public that checkpoint, because I spoke to the commissioner, not commissioner of police, commissioner of information, and says that particular checkpoint is illegal. So if you're anywhere in Ijara Olopa and there's a checkpoint, I think you need to challenge those people.
Ah, please, so be careful.
I don't mean challenge that. Though, please, so. Because the easiest thing now is you can be gunned down. They just gun you down and put an AK-47 by your side. End of story. That's a joke, please.
The punch is important, though.
It's important that you say it's a joke, yes.
Yeah. The punch is, if our late First Foundation boss family, clash over multi-billionaire property. Late First Foundation boss family clash over multi-billionaire property.
This is a very difficult one for me, and it was very strong. I had to take to decide what decision to take, but I looked at the benefit to all. Rather, because Dr. Tosin Ajayi is somebody that I know quite well. He did me a good turn way back in the 80s, I'll never forget, which helps determine my future. So, in essence, you know, Dr. Tosin Ajayi, First Foundation. Unfortunately, according to this theory, he had left his first wife 30 years ago, but he didn't do anything. He didn't get his paperwork right. I have a friend who had been separated from his wife for so long. He went into a coma. By the time they checked his records, it was the name, and he was involved with another person. But by the time he checked his records, it was the person's name on the file that was someone. And of course, that's how he gradually found his way back into. So where I'm going is this. This is a wake-up call to all of us. What you do with your matrimonial life is nobody's business. But for God's sake, tidy up your paperwork. You know, because where you have a situation where a man has left his wife 30 years ago, has married, well, not he didn't marry, but he had a partner for 25 years, and now there is crisis. And this could jolly well have been avoided. I don't want to go into the details. The details are a little bit messy. But what I'm saying is I felt I owe us an obligation.
Yeah.
in all things that you do, tidy up. If you want to leave an organization, resign. Don't just walk away. Mm-hmm. Let it be on record. Mm-hmm. If your wallet is stolen, mm-hmm. as simple as that, mm-hmm. go report to the police station. That, because mm-hmm. what will happen is, if the thief goes to rob in another place and drops your wallet, now you then go holo. Mm-hmm. They say, Mr. Man, Mr. Don't let me use your name. That we found. Okay, let's leave it. I think the point is not. So the essentially, I'd like to, and even for women, if you're separated from a man and you're sure that you, even if you want to go back, get your paperwork right. If you go back, you can go tidy it up again.
That's right.
There's a case of a friend of mine who, about 30 years ago, played some pranks and produced some children. And all of a sudden, the mother of the children died 30 years later. Mm. It was the records that she signed. Mm. And that's how our friend became the owner of a house in the United Kingdom. Mm. Because so it's important for you. Don't take it for granted.
That's right.
We always have this feeling that once you go to court, we can never be friends again. And I say, no. It's more important for you to tidy up. At the end of the day now, yeah. none of the two women are going to be happy with him. Mm-hmm. The one he left 30 years ago, yeah. obviously.
And the current one.
And the current one.
Mm. And this is applicable to even women themselves.
It's applicable to everybody. You know, That's why I picked out that story. It's not just in marriages. It's all the things that you do.
That's right.
If you give somebody a piece of light, don't just tell him, well, my local is there. Look at what happened to the house, Bobby Benson's house on the Kurudu Road. Where later Toss Benson said the land belonged to him, and so on and so forth. Please always take the pains to tidy up your paperwork.
Mm. Indeed, indeed. Let's stay with the punch newspaper. We are for United Nigeria, Southern Senators declare.
Well, I'm glad that our elected representatives, you see, whether you believed in the process or not, the fact, again, this is also talking about paperwork.
That's right.
If you feel anything untoward with anybody representing you, it's not representing your interest, you can make a move to remove the person, or at the next election, you make sure that he's not voted. We need to submit ourselves to the will of the majority. And I'm glad that those we have voted, whatever we might think of them, these are senators from the southern part of the country, have resolved to work towards the unity of Nigeria despite the various challenges threatening the nation's continued existence. These are the people who have the right to make statements of this sort or otherwise. Mm. People cannot put it on themselves to say, I want to lead my people. Sorry, no, it doesn't work that way. Mm. And I'm glad they're a bit slow in doing this, but I think that specifically even that are represented our elected representatives at both houses, especially again in the Southwest, should meet. We elected them. Okay, the process is flawed, but that's the only way we have now. Mm. So if we are so sure about what we're doing, let us find a way to authenticate the process. We hope that they will do so likewise. I believe in a united Nigeria, personally. Mm. That's my belief. I believe in united Nigeria. I've with so much contribution to the progress of Nigeria, nobody's going to drag me out of this country.
But then again, do you think these lawmakers are speaking the minds of their people?
Well, the people voted them. It's part of what I'm talking about, paperwork. You must realize that when you cast votes for a loaf of bread and a bottle of soft drink, this is what you're doing. These people are going to be speaking on your behalf.
That's right.
We must learn to take responsibility.
That's right.
We must learn to take they will not allow, that's the kind of lazy attitude. They will not allow us the election process. Why do you sit back? And was it not in this country that we changed from one president in one party to another?
That's right.
Don't let's forget that currently we moved from the PDP to the APC. The PDP was the government in power.
This same country.
It happened. We need to work at it. It's not going to happen by magic. I'm not saying that the process is not flawed. Of course, the process is flawed, but we must contribute to authenticate the process. Mm. That's my argument. Mm. And they said they make it very clear that they are united, both the Northern and Southern senators.
Mm. Indeed. 7:52 is the time from our studios. Let's take this one from the Punch as well. Jimmy, I don't know why you marked this headline.
Which one is that one?
DB Niger.
Season 6. I marked it.
To commence audition.
Yes.
Let me, 90 million naira of
yes, grabs. I marked it. And I might as well take it up with this one. I don't know how this one got in the way now. Okay, that's it. Oh, no, my story, my other story is lost. Is lost somewhere. Okay, yeah, I marked this. A company can decide whatever it wants to do in terms of promotions and activities and so on and so forth. But I think that elders in any country, in any community, elders in any community need to advise the younger ones.
Yeah.
I'm going to plead with our people. Even if you don't have a job, please do not spend 24 hours watching 20 guys and 20 ladies having their bath and all. I'm not trying to bring down this promotion, but to let make sure that our youth are much more productive. And please, governors, please, no more of giving state money, to
or state resources. Or state whatever resources, it is that belongs to the state.
So, Big Brother is back here. Well, multi-choice, you can't stop them from having their promotions, and anybody who wants is a free world. But my advice to the younger ones, because I have a lot of followers who are young people, and I don't want to miss the opportunity to advise them to be a bit more productive. I haven't said don't watch it. Watch it if you want. I mean, hey. But please try and spend more hours on being productive, especially in these trying times. Especially in these trying times. You got to be careful. But congratulations to MultiChoice. I wish them all the best. I wish they would have educational and whatever programs that we could also show to our people at about this time, rather than having 20 or 30 full-grown adults. I have a bit of a bias against it. I'm only human. I'm a bit more reserved in matters like this. But at least the least I can do is to tell my young people, try and be a bit more productive. Life is hard. If at my age, at 66 virtually, I still have to wake up to go, then you know that life is very tough. Life is very tough. Don't just sit down there being angry. Let's Friday, you know, we brought somebody to educate, to spend more time being more productive. But I haven't said you shouldn't watch it, though. I don't have any. Yeah, you want me to deal with this?
Yes, yes, let's deal with it.
This story, I saw it yesterday and I said, what's going on here? And someone who gives Nollywood icon Yawero a 3-bedroom flat. And it says the 360 units of the 3-bedroom flats were built in Igbobo, not Igboho, Igbobo. So the first thing to ask is, how are these 360 flats, how are they given out? We saw, I'm sorry, I have to go back to Fatola's days, when it was done by open ballot in Suleri. My cousin who was passing by ended up owning a home.
He was passing by.
He put his name in the ballot and ended up owning a home. Secondly, when we give out state resources, can we please have what the criteria was in picking? I have nothing
I was looking for the exact same thing you're just saying now yesterday when I saw the story.
Yes.
The exact thing. I was looking for the process.
What is the criteria? Is it just so that you can pick somebody who's popular so that you use the person in the next election? Or you think you can use that to align yourself to the people? We must have some transparency in the things that we do. You just dole out the flat because somebody is... I like her movies. If I liked her from the days when she was acting on stage. So it's nothing to do with the person. But we need a clear-cut criteria. And I'm sorry to say, this government has shown, what I refer to as hyping. This is a popular actress. Let us align ourselves with her, It doesn't work that way.
Maybe she's an ambassador and
it shows
project.
Ambassador of what?
The project. Sorry. Yeah, go on.
because one of the things that I'm saying is that if you set aside one as a reward system for a prominent Lagosian or whatever, prominent citizen, then we must be clear cut what that person, was it that during the sports festival, we got a gold medal? We must have a clear cut criteria and not just some flippant, just because she's, sorry, man, this has nothing to do with you, and I congratulate you for this. The second is, the estate was now named after a former commissioner. Must you be a member of the a top member of the APC to get anything named after you? Must you be a member? Is it too much for the APC, for example, to name something, to show maturity and whatever, to name something after Chief Bode George? What would that do? Or to name something after Funchal? Well, they've named the street after him, fine. That road after him, but it was when he died. Yeah. And there are loads of Lagosians who are contributing. They are not into politics. They are not, and that you can name these things after. The one road was named after Tinubu, the other one after Sanwo-Olu. And this, must it be, this one now is named after what is called Abiodun Oguleye. Is that what it is? Yes, after a former commissioner. Let's expand our brains a little bit and be a bit more accommodating in the things we do. And let's be a bit more transparent. But congratulations, Lagosians. You have 360 units. It would be nice for us to see
and
one.
It's quite cheap.
The list of the, and it's quite cheap, to see the list of the owners. The list of, and what was the process that produced that list? That would be nice to know.
A very laudable project, really. We just want to know how it will be executed. Jimmy, we must go now. We're completely out of time.
Yes.
What's coming out at 9?
I've said it now.
Which
we're going to look into the story of the COVID, and then we're also going to look into the statement credited to the chairman of the president of the Bar Association about appeal court judges. All right. Those are the two issues we'll look at.
Jimmy, thank you so much for coming around.
Thank you very much.
Many thanks to MTN. We're back with the news in a moment.